Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And welcome to another edition of Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Patio Furniture. Well, coming up, Mother's Day 1 week from today, and I know a great store with some pretty unique gifts for Mom. Lee and Pam at their beautiful store for nature lovers, Cardinal Corner. They have two stores, actually, full of unique and beautiful gifts for Mom. In addition to the gorgeous bird houses and bird baths, they have gifts of home decor, women's accessories like purses, scarves, jewelry, plus kitchen items and more. Mom's going to, in fact, take Mom there. She'll love Cardinal Corner. You really have to see this store to believe it. Of course, they have the freshest bird seed around anywhere. Get the monthly newsletter. Maybe sign up Mom for that. All kinds of tips and stories. Subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. Again, Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler in South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center. Mom's going to love the gift from Cardinal Corner. Here's the phone number, 651-455-6556, or visit them online, as I said, at cardinalcorner.com. You'll check it out. Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning to you, Jim. Officially 50 in the Twin Cities.
50?
Yeah.
49 here.
Okay.
On the north side of Lake Waconia. And it's mostly cloudy now. And we're located, as I always say, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. I'm listening to black-capped chickadees whistling, phoebe, mourning doves cooing, red-winged blackbirds trilling, American robins singing. It is a beautiful morning. And when you look around, we've got these crabapple trees blooming in the Twin Cities and the common purple lilacs. And you know what that means? The common purple lilac blooming in our area is known for its fragrance.
Oh,
Edward Bunyard, the British horticulturist, he called it the very heart and soul of memory. And other writers have also stated that the common purple lilac essence is one of the most memory-stirring of all fragrances. And Longfellow firmly declared, "I shall not go to town where the lilacs bloom," nor did he. And the blooming period for lilacs is about, these common purple lilacs and the cultivars, about 10 to 14 days. So enjoy those lilacs.
Yes.
Sunrise, 5:54. Wow. Sunset, 8:26. So today in the Twin Cities and area, we have 14 hours and 32 minutes of daylight. We have gained 2 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 18 minutes since last Sunday, and a total of 5 hours and 45 minutes of this precious daylight has been gained since December 21st. So we're almost 6 hours that we've gained since the winter solstice. We still have an hour and 4 minutes of daylight to gain by June 20th, the summer solstice. The normal high is 67, the normal low 46. Records for today, May 7th, in the Twin Cities include high 92, set 54 years ago in the Twin Cities. That would be 1963. The record low, 27, set 132 years ago in 1885 in this state. That was 27. The most precipitation, the most rain recorded in this state was in 1933, 1.31 inches, and the most snow ever, just a tenth of an inch on this date in 1885. The waxing gibbous moon set at 4:43 a.m. and rises again at 5:18 this afternoon. Our next full moon is 3 nights from tonight, Wednesday, May 10th. Lots of things happening in CCO land. We now have shade in the urban and deciduous forests of southern Minnesota. The leaves are out and growing on the native sugar maples, the basswoods, ironwoods, the oaks, green ashes, eastern cottonwoods, and other trees. In many southern Minnesota wetlands and wet ditches, The marsh marigold is blooming and very showy. Some people call it the cowslip. In forest areas of southern Minnesota, more than a dozen wildflower species such as large flower trillium, the wild blue phlox, and various violets are blooming. Cattle and horses graze on lush green pastures, and farmers are busy doing field work. Pat Tagle from Wabasha heard a Baltimore Oriole this past Friday, the 5th, and finally yesterday, a brightly colored male Baltimore Oriole showed up at her feeding station. I have had reports of the first Baltimore Oriole seen from Winona, Waterville, right near Henderson, and also the Minnesota River Valley National Wildlife Refuge, Bass Ponds in Hennepin County. And that one was the earliest. That was April 25th. Julie Brophy from Victoria wrote on Thursday, May 4th, "We are enjoying the songs of a handful of singing white-throated sparrows near the feeding station." Now, what happened is we had dozens of white-throated sparrows coming to feeding stations in the greater Twin Cities area, but a good share of them have already left. But she said, "This morning, we finally saw and heard a house wren in the yard. The highlight today was a beautiful wood thrush passing through the yard." This past Thursday. "We should be seeing the big three." Now, the big three are Baltimore Oriole, Rosebreasted Grosbeak, and Ruby-throated Hummingbird. So she said we should be seeing those soon. "I'm guessing Sunday." Of course, that's today. "As soon as there's more favorable winds," she said, "our feeders are up. We're ready." Ray and Marlene Simon, who live near the Cannon River on the edge of Northfield, report the first of the year, Ruby-throated Hummingbird arrived at their feeding station Friday, this is past Friday, and was there again yesterday. Also Friday and yesterday, they've been observing a pair of northern cardinals feeding newly hatched young. This is in an arborvitae right next to their house. Ray was pleased to see a red-headed woodpecker. They're quite rare now. In Farmington this past Tuesday, May 2nd, and yesterday one came into their own yard in Northfield. Ray and Marlene heard American toads trilling for the first time this year, the evening of Thursday, May 4th. Dinah Herring, who lives near Waterville, also heard her first of the year American toads trilling this past Thursday, and so did I and my Gustavus students in St. Peter. And when I got home in Waconia, they were trilling here too. So the toad started on Thursday. A few rose-breasted grosbeak migrants have been reported from scattered parts of southern Minnesota. One was seen by Jake Longsley, 3 miles southeast of Faribault, this past Thursday. But I think that many people in southern Minnesota and central Minnesota will be seeing their first of year Baltimore Orioles, rose-breasted grosbeaks, ruby-throated hummingbirds today or in the next couple of days. Get those feeders ready. At Gustavus Adolphus College in St. Peter, a double line of blooming crabapple trees runs up the hill from College Avenue to Old Main. Now, this variety called Selkirk has light rose-red flowers. Other crabapple trees blooming on the Gustavus campus, including Linnaeus Arboretum, are darker rose-red, and even some have white flowers. In about the southern one-third of Minnesota, people are enjoying the visual beauty and superb fragrance of crabapple trees in bloom. Honeybees, wild bees, butterflies, even various flies and other pollinators are visiting these flowers. Now, many people ask how to tell an apple tree from a crabapple. Most often, crabapples are considered apple trees with fruit 2 inches or less in diameter. That's pretty much what you go by. Crabapple trees have many uses, including ornamental and, of course, economic. They're planted primarily for their beautiful five-petaled flowers that range in color from pure white to dark purple with many variations in between. Cultivars of crabapples that retain their bloom for, several days, maybe even a week or so, and have small fruits adhering to the trees through the winter are considered to be the most desirable. Of course, there are some that have the fruit that's, you know, almost 2 inches in diameter, and those make great eating. That would be like chestnut crab and Whitney crab. The Minnesota landscape has a great display of crabapple trees, and if you want to see them in bloom, get to the arboretum today or in the next few days, and also get there and see those. That they have a collection of blooming tulips that's just totally
up. Oh, I've heard about that.
Yes, like 38,000 in bloom.
Oh, that's what a great resource.
I went there Friday to see them. Wow.
Great place. Say, Jim, before we talk about our friends at Buy the Art, I want to catch up on a question for you that we received this week. I've been walking at Clary Lake, came from Jerry in Bloomington. I've been walking at Clary Lake this last week. There is a goose using the nest on top of the osprey pole. Do geese normally nest this high up, and how will the goslings survive that long jump down?
Yeah, no, they don't normally nest that high up, but they've been known to nest in really odd places like rooftops, you know, flat rooftops and tops of fences and all kinds of things like that. I don't know. I think they're so light when they first hatch out and they dry off and they're just little fluffy things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they can just, you know, I'm not going to say they're going to float down, but maybe they'll just ease down and be okay.
Let's hope, huh?
I mean, we can't help them, really.
No, not in that particular situation. Well, I tell you what we can help is help mom celebrate Mother's Day with some furniture from Buy the Yard.
Oh, yeah.
Or you know what?
Oh, yeah.
They've got a special deal that started the 1st of May. It's their spring planter promotion. You spend $750 or more on furniture or whatever, you're going to receive. Mom will receive a stylish 14-inch planter free while supplies last. These maintenance-free planters made from the same recycled plastic as the furniture that Jim and I tell you about every week.
I went out to see those planters. They are nice.
Aren't they great?
Yeah.
Yes, they're very versatile. They're great for mom, great for Mother Earth, too. You can plant directly in them. Or place existing pots inside, too. But if you're in the market for patio furniture, you need to check out what Jim and I say every week. Buy the Yard, family-run CCO land business down near Jordan, Minnesota. Maintenance-free outdoor furniture. Jim, you and I and our furniture at our respective homes, we never have seen it fade yet. We've had it
never.
For years,
and
right?
I know some of ours have been out there 6, 7, 8 years longer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Jim and I visited that huge showroom. We urge you to do that down in Jordan. And again, you spend $750 or more, you're going to get a free 14-inch planter through Mother's Day. That deal is going on right now. Here's the phone number, 952-492-2777, 952-492-2777, or visit them on the web at buytheyard.net. You'll see what Jim and I have been talking about for years. And mom is going to have a great Mother's Day. Buytheyard.net.
That catalog is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, get that free catalog.
Yeah,
Jim,
before
you get back to it, I know that, is there a way a texter says to stop blackbirds from the bird feeder? They're overrunning the feeder. I don't know if there's a way.
Well, you know, just have different feeders. I'll tell you what I do. I put crack corn on the ground, and that's the cheapest food. Sometimes you can get a whole bag, 50 pounds for $6. I spread that on the ground. The Red Wings love it.
Oh, okay.
Those are the grackles, and that seems to
And we have well. We have every so often, as you know, Jim, we have requests for you to ID a bird. And there's a text that I'm unable to read it because there's all sorts of colors. But what is your suggestion for the folks that want to ID birds?
You know, probably one of the best books is just Birds of Minnesota. It's a paperback type thing by Stan Tekela. Get a copy of that and page through that, or get to a library and look. Page through it in the library. You'll be able to figure it out.
Yeah, very good. All right, what else do you have, Jim?
Well, Jim Hovda from Little Rock Lake near Rice reports, wood ticks are numerous. The water temperature on May 1st was 44 degrees, and on the 6th, as yesterday, 52 degrees, so it warmed up. First Purple Mountain Scouts arrived on May 5th, and he has his hummingbird feeders out, but no hummers yet. David and Mary Brislance live on the ridge above Lake Superior at Lutzen and give us another slant on spring. The very first wildflowers blooming, that was Canada violet, started blooming yesterday. No leaves out on the trees yet. Yeah, that's really something. Savannah and clay-colored sparrows are some of the migrants that have arrived lately. Jimmy Mace from the Inton Marina on the south side of Lake Waconee reports that as of yesterday, the water temperature was in the low to mid 50s. Crappies and sunfish have been biting best in 10 to 14 feet of water. Jimmy Mace and the others at the Inton Marina are looking forward to a good walleye and northern fishing for the big Minnesota fishing opener next weekend. And they said the Inton Marina on Lake Waconee will be open all night this coming Friday. This morning, I talked to Russ Ripberger, who lives on the edge of Bass Creek in Brooklyn Park. He reports that one brood of mallard ducklings hatched out on Thursday the 4th and another one yesterday. Also this past Thursday, a house wren arrived and is already putting sticks in a nesting box. Keith Radel from Faribault reports that from his bluebird trail, the first brood of eastern bluebird young hatched out this past Wednesday the 3rd, and there were six young in that nest. On his trail of 175 pairs of nesting boxes, so far there are 47 nests that have eggs in them with a total of 210 eggs. Lisa and Tom Bovers from Faribault saw their first year ruby-throated hummingbird at their feeding station Thursday the 4th, the same day they spotted the first eastern tiger swallowtail butterflies on the wing, and they've seen more since. At Nerstrand Big Woods State Park, located northeast of Faribault, at this park is known for woodland wildflowers. Diana Herring was working there as a volunteer guide yesterday, reports at least 20 wildflower species are now blooming, including declining trillium, wild geranium, wood anemone, and of course many more. And Denny and Lynn Havlicek from Happy Hill Orchard near New Prague, they're the ones that have so many apple trees in bloom, and of course other orchards do too. Oriole, Zestar, Honeycrisp, Sweet Tango, Snow Sweet, Harrelson, these are all blooming right now. It's been a great bloom this year, and they're looking forward to a group of apples.
Well, we're looking forward for you to come back again next week. What do you say, Jim?
I say I'll be here, hopefully, and today I'm heading off to the Landscape Arboretum with my two classes, my Gustavus classes, and we're going to look at those tulips, crab apples, wildflowers, all kinds of things.
Well, you're going to have a good day weather-wise for it, so enjoy that, and join us again next week, will you, Jim?
Look forward to it.
All right,
bye.
Thanks
for
a
now.
Lot. Jim Gilbert back next Sunday morning for more Nature Notes here on 830 WCCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.